B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay, so Bethany, you're looking for a guy by the name of Perry. What happened?
Perry and I had a couple of dates. We seemed to be doing really well together, except for the last time, and I haven't heard back from him.
Okay. So
except
for the last time. What'd you do to piss him off?
I have no idea. I have a 9-year-old son, which he knew about, and that's not been an issue. And sometimes, of course, you know, with babysitters, you know, I have to change dates and stuff, but he was okay with that. And when I can't get a babysitter, he will come over and just hang out. And that's what we did the last time. Nothing crazy, just hung out. And then when he left, everything seemed to be okay.
So nothing happened. It's just like, it was just because you were hanging out did anything happen while you were hanging out, though, that was weird, or?
No, it was just the same way it had been. It seemed perfectly fine. We both seemed to be okay.
Yeah. And when he left, everything was good?
As far as I could tell, we were talking about getting together again, you know, and then he said, I'll give you a call, but I didn't hear from him.
Well.
Maybe.
He found something out?
Yeah, I got nothing.
I think she's leaving something out.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's something on his end. You know.
That's always a possibility. Yeah. Maybe he got back with an ex or something.
Yeah, this could be one of those that's something on his end. So we'll give him a call for you, all right?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, is this Perry?
Yes, wait.
Perry, this is... Hello?
Yeah, thank you, sorry, kind of loud in here. Who say you were?
This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. So we got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Who'd you say you were again?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, but it's because we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to reach out to you, okay? It's a girl who would like to go out on a date with you. And I'm going to tell you her name, but here's the deal. If you agree to go on a date with her because she thinks you guys have a good chemistry, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. So basically, you tell us any restaurant you'd like to go to whenever you're free, you know, not working or whatever, and we'll set it up for you and her to be there. And you're going to know who she is because we'll tell you who she is. And we'll pay for your drinks and the food and all that stuff. Is that good?
Hell yeah. I know a great steak place. I'm dying for some red meat.
Okay.
Dying for some red meat.
So it's going to be you and Bethany. Is that good? Remember Bethany? You hung out with her already? Hello?
Yeah.
Red meat.
You know what?
What happened to the red meat fantasy?
And why did you pause on Bethany? Because we spoke to her and she made it seem like you guys, you know, you were having a good thing going. She said last time you guys hung out, everything was cool too.
Her child is a little ass.
Oh my god!
What? Okay, then.
You talking about my child is a what?
Oh, hold on, Perry. Bethany is on the phone right now, and she heard.
She couldn't even wait.
Yeah. So when you say,
what are you talking about?
Wow.
Hold on. Can you? Okay, Bethany, hold on one second. I'm just going to put Bethany on mute.
We need to hear this
Perry,
story. Why would you say that?
Did you say her child is an ass?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Your kid is a giant piece of shit, okay? That little motherfucker blackmailed me.
Wait, what?
Why do you say that?
The last time I was at her house, she needed to run down to the store or whatever. She asked me to keep an eye on her kid. While she's gone, I hear some f***ing crash going on from the kid's room. I don't know what the f*** he's doing in there. I went in to check it out. I open the door. The motherfucker is watching porn on his computer.
What?
Okay. The kids, you know, started saying, like, don't tell my mom. The little f***ing devil blackmailed me. He said, if I tell her, then I'll tell her you stole my money. Or stole her money, whatever.
Hold on. I'm going to let me take Bethany off of mute here. The Bethany.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did, and I'm absolutely horrified, first of all, what he said. It's not true. My kid's adorable. He's an angel. He would never do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He's an angel.
I just want to confirm here. So you caught him, Perry, you're saying that you caught him watching porn on his computer.
It's not possible.
Yeah, the kid was, well, I don't even know what the f*** he was watching. I've never even seen people do shit like that.
Damn. Oh, no.
So it was evident for, and he panicked and said that if you tell Bethany that he was going to say that you stole money from her.
Yeah, that's what he said. The dick.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how old is this kid again?
That's because my ex did steal from me, and he knew about it, and he told me about it.
Oh, bullshit. That kid's a little prick. He knows what the f*** he's doing. Your ex probably caught you with some
kid. That's not right.
It's
not true.
I know. Now probably you're thinking that maybe the ex, he did, maybe he blackmailed your ex. Who knows?
It's not possible. My child would never do something like that.
Yeah, okay. That kid's a f***ing demon spawn. There's no way I would ever deal with him again. Listen, you don't have to believe me, but if you go home tonight, and you f***ing press P on the kid's computer or X or whatever the f***, you're going to get Pornhub popping up.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're so full of s***.
You.
Oh my God. Wait, Bethany, your ex-boyfriend, you broke up with him because your son told you that he stole money?
Yeah.
Perry, did you know this story before she said that just now?
No, I didn't find out till I got blackmailed by this little fucking demon.
Yeah, okay, just making sure. I don't know what. Something's telling me that the ex-boyfriend is innocent. And he got screwed. All right, so, hey, is that no to another date, Perry? I wasn't sure by what you were saying.
No way I'd go out with
no, I don't want to fuck around with that little fucking Satan incarnate.
Jesus Christ.
He's so mean.
I'm not mean. That kid is mean. That kid was talking mad shit. That kid.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.